Hello, this is Kid Clit. Welcome to another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Last episode, Ashton Kutcher bought a box of puppies, and Paul Joseph Watson started planning to steal them so he and Dr. Kitties could build their pussy puppy centipede. And if you didn't forget, Bobby Trendy and Slithers hijacked a flight on Flight Airlines so they could go directly from Italy to Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to catch up now with Bobby Trendy. Sometimes life throws people curveballs, and he's about to get one of the worst kinds a person can ever get.
"All right, pilot,"
said Bobby Trendy as he kept the gun stuck in the pilot's mouth.
"You better keep flying as fast as you fucking can to Cincinnati. I need to get there as soon as I can to stop Doctor of Kitties from building his centipede, because I want to be the first one to build a centipede."
"Okay," said the pilot. "I'm doing it. I can't make this plane go any faster, and it's hard for me to talk with this gun in my mouth." And Bobby Trendy just stuck the gun deeper in the pilot's mouth and was like, "I don't fucking give a fuck." But just then, Slithers came up.
"Hey, it's Bobby Trendy. There's a message from you. A telegram just came. I have some bad news."
"What the fuck are you talking about, Slithers? I'm busy trying to get this flight going. What are you talking about? What bad news?"
"Your stepfather. Your stepfather was found dead. He slit his wrists."
"My fucking stepfather slit his wrists? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god, we need to go to his apartment now and find out why he killed himself. There must be a mystery to this. All right, pilot, we're not going directly to Cincinnati. We need to land in Columbus, Ohio first."
So then Bobby Trendy, he had the pilot fly the plane to Columbus, Ohio. And within a couple of hours, they landed there in Columbus. And Slithers and Bobby Trendy took a taxi cab to Bobby Trendy's stepfather's apartment, which was an old rundown complex with flamingos all over the place and a pool that was so dirty as old men sitting around it and there was cum in it. And when they got to his apartment, Bobby Trendy broke down and started crying.
I can't believe this. This is worse than when Anna Cole Smith ruined my life. I can't believe my stepfather died. You only get one stepfather."
"I'm sorry, man. I would give you a hug, but I'm a snake. And I don't have any hands."
"I wouldn't hug you. I would never hug a fucking snake. Anyway, let me make a pina colada and just sit down and try to process this."
So then Bobby Trendy made a pina colada and he sat down. And he started to begin the process of processing his stepfather's death.
"Why the fuck would he commit suicide? I mean, he was a successful police officer. He rose to the rank of captain, and then he retired early, and he lived a peaceful life. What could have possibly have made him suicidal?"
And just then, Slithers slithered over a trap door in the floor of the stepfather's apartment.
"Do you see this trap door? There might be a secret inside of that."
"What?"
And then Bobby Trendy and Slithers, they opened up that trap door and found an old dusty brown metal box. And when they opened it, they found an old paperback novel.
"What is this book?"
And Bobby Trendy looked at the book, and it was called Cum War.
"Cum War? By Cum Stevens? Who the fuck is Cum Stevens?"
And then Bobby Trendy looked under the book, and he found an old newspaper clipping from the 1910s. It was a picture of Cum Stevens winning an award for best writer in the universe. In the picture, though, it was a young version of Bobby Trendy's stepfather.
Cum Stevens was my stepfather? He was a writer? This is fucked up. I'm pretty sure that this mystery has something to do with why he commits suicide. We need to go to L.A. and find the person who gave him this award for best book in the universe. And then we need to find out why he commits suicide and get revenge on the person who made him commit suicide. I mean, he was my stepdad.
Bobby, I have something to tell you, said Slithers. This award wasn't given out in L.A. You must not know how to read. It was given in Dublin. We're going to have to go to Ireland. I'm a snake.
Fuck, we're going to fucking Ireland? Okay, let's go back and hijack another plane. We're going to find out who the fuck caused my stepdad's suicide. And while we're on the plane, I'm going to start reading Cum Wars and try to get to know my stepdad better. All right, that concludes this episode of the Pussy Centipede. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have been enjoying the Pussy Centipede, why don't you consider becoming a monthly contributor? As little as 99 cents can help ensure that we keep the Pussy Centipede going. And if you can't do that, consider sharing it with your friends on social media or leaving a review on Stitcher or one of the other 8 platforms that we're on. We really appreciate your feedback and any help you can do to promote us. All right, see you next time, Pussy Centipede fans. I'm Kid Clit, and I'm out of the Scooby-Doo.